Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Yes, Dwayne.
I'd like to correct the member that just spoke that I did not use terminology such that we got what we deserved, because that is not what I believe. I want to clarify for the purpose of those who are listening what my words are and what the intent of my words were. That we received, according to the formula that the United States government set. Now, I don't believe, in my own estimation, that it was what we should have received or what was fair. And the reason I say that is because this is why the federal government, in its infinite wisdom, in this case, in its infinite wisdom, initially stated you would have to use 75% of that money for personnel costs and related personnel costs. And in their great wisdom, they changed it, that you would only have to use 60%. And that would have addressed some of the systemic issues that a station like KPFT, where individual stations are going to make their payroll in the first place, did not necessarily need all of what was apportioned to them and could have alleviated some of the systemic shortfalls of KPFT, some of which are their fault, some of which are not of their fault. So let's, for clarification and specific understanding, that I believe that if a different formula that could have been used in our Pacifica Foundation and the allocation of those funds did not necessarily have to be allocated based on the payroll, because the federal government was only concerned about how you use the money inside of your foundation, not specifically how what you gave to stations. So let's be clear about that. My final point is that while the member is very concerned and twisted about not having a budget, I've been on the KPFT LSB for the last 12 years, and we never had a budget prior to August. In fact, there were several years with our previous manager, long-term manager, where we didn't even submit a budget for the whole damn year. So all of a sudden, this is called consternation. And I understand the underlying politics behind it, but I want to put that on the record.
Okay, I think we have to be careful about characterizing the motivations of our speakers. Pardon me?
I said, for calling me twisted. I apologize again for the word that I used. I agree that Mr. Lark said that we used the formula, and that's what I meant. We deserved only what was the formula, and we got what was the formula. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Anita? If there aren't I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sharon. Yes, Sharon. Go ahead.
Just from reading, I was wondering, Anita, if you had a opportunity to speak with the station managers, because I did see in the notes from our last meeting that you were going to be speaking with some of the station managers about, I think it was about the view access to the bank account, and also I think about maybe about the budget. So I was just wondering if you'd have that opportunity.
Some calls have been already done, transpired between NETA, not just myself, but also with Tamara. And as you well know, Tamara and I and Ann and George work very close together. I've actually have talked to one other person, and it was more about the not having access, but I never did get a return call on it. But I reached out to the business manager and did get notification that we're working on it.
And Anita, this is the chair. I understand from our previous meeting,
thanks,
I'm just
for cutting
repeating.
Me off, James. I wasn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Right. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, so does that mean that that you still don't have access to view access to the KPFT account?
No, we do not, but they are working on it.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm done.
You done, Sharon? Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to say that we have substantial or my understanding is we now have substantial or complete compliance with that PNB resolution to give you only access to NETA for four of the five stations, and KPFT is, as we know, KPFT is experiencing extreme difficulties, and so I would just ask if there's anything that we here in the Finance Committee can do to, and I don't assume there is, but if there's anything we can do to assist with that.
Well, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, no, I think I have to just light a fire under the banker. It's the banker at Wells Fargo. Because, like, all
great.
The banks are going through this secure thing. You would not believe the kinds of things that they bounce it back after spending hours and tons of paperwork. And, you know, they come up with ridiculous things. It's the actual uploading to their secure system is the problem with all of them. They're all glitchy, and they won't move on this. It's some new federal requirement, and it's a nightmare that I'm wading through. but I've sent everything
that.
In. It's just that then they find something else and so forth and use that as the pretext to not giving us what we want. But I'll circle back tomorrow.
I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I know at WBAI, our general manager had to go down to the bank in person with the chair of the board, who as an officer had the ability to do that with him. It was just luck that he happened to be from New York, but they had to go together in person at the time of COVID to the bank to accomplish that. So I get that there are complications.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
With a request for information. Thank you. Anita, I saw that you sent us the requested file about a minute or two ago. Would this be a good time to go back to that and just highlight what you were going to report now that we all have it, hopefully?
Sure. Be delighted. And again, we generally provide this report along with the financials. We just don't have August financials as of yet. But I thought it was important for you to see what is outstanding from the national office. And that the vendors are the name is to the side, and then the dollar amount is $144,181.
And Anita, I would not be incorrect in saying that I believe $84,000 of that is due to NETA?
Correct.
Is that right? So.
That's correct. As I said, we're the largest vendor on this list.
Yes. So once again, we appreciate your forbearance, and I hope you remember that we paid you last time, so we'll pay you again.
Yes, sir, I do remember that.
Very good. Okay, we have two more minutes in this quest Q&A for Anita. Does anybody else have a question?
I have one quick question. This is Chris Gordon.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. On the AP list, you're listing someone. I'm not familiar with this vendor. Am I free to mention names of vendors on this call? Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Orbital Media is on this list, and they have two invoices that are over 90 days past due, or two amounts that are over 90 days past due, totaling almost $21,000. Can you explain what Orbital Media is and why we are so delinquent in paying them?
I think this question surfaced last month, I believe. So I did check with it. What Tamara had told me was that it was a vendor that needed to be canceled. And I don't have my notes in front of me on it from one of the stations had contacted her. I think it was a national bill. It's been on here for a long time. Let me ask her to send us an answer on was it canceled. In other words, the national office was supposed to have canceled that, is my understanding.
Okay.
And this is Lydia, so that's the first I've heard of it. So.
Yeah. So just to be clear, what it seems like to me is if this is a contract cancellation, then there's probably going to be a settlement value for that contract, and that's probably why they're withholding this, is just to determine the settlement value. Is that how I should interpret this, or is there another interpretation that you'd prefer?
For me, that's what it represents, is a settlement, but let me get a little bit more detail.
All right, I told
that it was an issue that the vendor, the contract should have been canceled, and it was not because it was not being utilized.
Got it.
Again,
okay, thank you.
Sharon, we are out of time for this item. Would you like to move to extend if you have another question?
I just have a quick question. So, yeah, I guess move to extend. I think I heard Paulina, too, so maybe move to extend for 5 minutes.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, go ahead, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Just in the same vein, Anita, looking at, since we can say names, I'm just curious what Advocates for Justice is, because that's shown as being a current expense.
Arthur.
$10,000.
Arthur Short.
Yeah, so it's exactly what I have here on the side.
What is that?
Our corporate counsel for Justice.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, that was my question.
Okay, thank you. And was there anybody else who wanted to ask another question?
This is Paulina. I had the same question, so we're good.
Very good. Okay, because we extended, we have 3 more minutes for this item. Is there anybody with a question, or shall we move on to our Interim Executive Director Lydia Brazon's report? Okay, hearing no other questions, Arpal will be moving on to, moving back to number 6. Having completed number 8. Hope you can make sense of that for our minutes. Lydia, do you have a report, or do you just want to go straight to Q&A, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, I don't have a substantive report. I mean, we're moving along with the reductions at KPFK during the first phase of it, per discussions at the national board and a proposal by the general manager at KPFK and in all of the talks that require. And then the next station that we will be focusing on will be KPFT. So we're moving along with that. In terms of IDLE, I think where I left off, I don't remember which committee I'm updating, certainly the PMB was updated, was the fact that now we're at the point of waiting for the appointment of the loan officer, because BAI's application was acknowledged by them as having been withdrawn. But anyway, and so we will continue to ask Senator Harris's office to help us with it. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what enabled us to finally get that one obstacle out of the way. I got all kinds of assurances that then only our application is there and sealed in gold that we applied on April 3rd. But still, we need that loan officer in order to get the final approval and get the figures as to how much we will receive. So you'll know when I know. That's about it.
Thank you. Okay. So if you have no more report, Lydia would like to take some question and answer.
Sure.
Does anybody have a question for Lydia? Thank you, Lydia.
Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Actually, I have 2 of them. And the first one is, we had discussed last time that there was a September 30th deadline with the EIDL loan, and we weren't sure about it. From what you said, are we past that? We don't have to worry about maybe that's going to chop us off or something?
Well, I like to err on the side of caution, so I am reminding people, whether I speak to them or the senator's office, that I'm still taking that date as the date by which we need to get an approval. But everybody assures me that because we filed on time, everything is good. I'll believe it when we actually get to submit our documents and get the approval. So I'm still holding off on that assurance because I've been assured of so many things.
Ah, yes.
So I follow up on this daily just so everyone knows. What can I say? The good thing is that a different person answers the phone every day at SBA.
Okay. The other question is, how is Pacifica handling the music licensing right now? Because is NFCB handling it for us or something?
There are aspects of it that we are availing ourselves up to NFCB, but apparently, and I say apparently, and we're still working through this, is that as we have contacted ASCAP and so on and so forth, they say CPB is still covering us. So we haven't applied for anything new. We're ready to if that happens. It may very well be, and I haven't received the ultimate confirmation, it may very well be that when we sent them the $37,000, $38,000, that bought us some good favor with them, and that the coverage has continued. As far as we know, the coverage has continued. Let me put it that way.
Wow.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
The Lydia, the large loan that we owe. Did we miss an opportunity to somehow reconfigure it or redo it so we would be paying less interest?
Not that I know of. I was not involved at the time that we initially negotiated that loan. I was not on the board, nor was I the IED, so I'm unaware of that. I haven't received any other proposals. If we wanted to, there are other entities that we can always pursue to, as always happens with debt, that somebody else can buy the debt. But I haven't heard anything about a lower interest rate from anybody.
So you haven't seen any other way to refinance it?
I have not seen anything with a figure.
Okay.
There are entities out there that it's a possibility that we can roll it over, but I have not seen anything that says it would be for less at a lower interest rate. We're operating on, based on a couple of the motions by the PMB. One is that when bequests come through, there's a certain percentage, it was a high percentage, that would go toward the repayment of the loan or the interest. But preferably, of course, if we can repay a portion of the principal, then the interest is lowered, obviously, because it's a lesser amount. So those are some of the things that we hope to pursue. And we're all waiting for what have been, the options. What do we get out of PPP? What can we apply that to that we can then free up other money to start dealing more substantially with the loan?
Paulina from SAC.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Lydia, the EIDL loan, do you know if it's maybe I'm repeating myself. Maybe this question was asked in the previous finance committee meeting. Correct me if that's the case. Is the EIDL loan also limited as to how it can be used, whether it can or cannot be used to repay prior obligations.
It has limitations, and but all of the limitations are unclear to me because we have not been allowed to, again, upload our documents and characterize our debt. A mortgage payment, for example, versus whatever. But regardless, as soon as you, when, if whatever money you get in, you can always, in Pacifica, apply to any number of debts that we have that frees up other money to use in a certain way. So, at the end of the day, what we need is the money, and then we can certainly work with this application.
Thank you. That's a very important point to keep clear.
Lydia, I'm going to ask a couple of questions now, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ecstatic to hear that the CPB is still covering our music. But we were talking about the NFCB. What is it? What's the other organization that was possibly going to do that for us?
Well, they, part of the coverage that they have, which is for streaming, is through CPB, but it's through them. So if we pay dues, it ends up going to the same place. And maybe that's what helped mitigate, because we've got all the stations on there. So something has helped. And, you know, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth type of thing.
No, absolutely not. I thought that when I read the letter about the $137,000 being due, I thought that that was a separate issue from no longer being eligible or in the CPB.
It is, but it was in the same letter and in the same spirit.
Yes.
They made it thought that if after all these years we had not paid, that would mean that we couldn't pay and that we wouldn't pay, but we ended up paying, but also we ended up having all the stations become members. And
well, that's
CB that continues
great.
Some relationship with them, yeah.
That's great news, and I'm so happy that I misinterpreted that, and so wonderful. And as far as refinancing the large loan, I assume that that is going to be a management thing, but are you looking for assistance from the board in doing any of that? And I know you say of course the object is to roll it over into a new loan. When should we start to make plans for that, and how is that going to go? How do you think about that going forward?
I think the moment we have our EIDL loan approved and find out how much it is, that we immediately have to move into that mode and say, whatever outreach we have gotten, which could be from another similar nonprofit through whom we got the current loan, that if we roll that over into another entity such as the one that we have right now, would that be, what are the benefits and what is the downside to that, if at all? So we have to assess all of these immediately as soon as we get. So let's say if the moment that I hear what we are going to get from EIDL, that we absolutely have to make this a priority.
And just one follow-up. I know that we're assuming that we're going to get the EIDL and we're not worried about getting $150,000 as opposed to $2 million or $2.1 or whatever. If the outlandish or absurd should occur and we don't get the EIDL loan, I guess we can't start planning for refinancing the big loan until we see what our situation is. It would be a wasted effort at this point to start on that now because we're assuming that it's going to change with the EIDL loan.
Right, but I mean, I think, particularly the people that have that kind of experience with financial institutions and so forth and loans, that, all of us should have been thinking about this all along. I know I have. and looking into other options of rolling over loans. It's done all the time. It is done most advantageously if you can pay some of it down so that what you roll over is not as large, and that we become a more attractive entity to extend a loan to. Also, because we got the one audit done and the completion of the 19 audit will almost coincide to when we really have to actually come up with a solution, a proposal that we can approve, that if that 19 audit is completed by then, that every time we make a step forward in this regard, it's helpful in obtaining a loan. And so
clearly, and also
you have to, even with the audit, you always have to have the something that is proposed to the board that the board approves that indicates the growth plus the reduction in order to continue and as an entity and in order to turn the corner on that. So it all requires planning. We do have a strategic planning committee. We have a development committee. So everybody should be working. I'm sure everybody has it on their plate individually about this loan. It hovers over us. So we should all already have been thinking about it. But definitely there has to be something concrete as soon as we know what the parameters are.
I agree. And I if I could just make one return comment, Pauline, and then I'll recognize you. I'm on the strategic planning committee. As far as I know, we're not planning ahead for that just yet. So I'm wondering, would it be appropriate, or perhaps it's naive or overkill, should we be putting a call out to any people who have this kind of experience who could assist us with this to, you know, volunteer perhaps, or
I think that we can see who on the board or on your committees may already have it. I would not put out a general call for people we don't know and
of course.
So on and so forth. So. Because we can also, we can tap into our own auditors and NETA. For example, when it came to PPP and Bank of America, then again, because of the duplicate application, would not put it through a third time for us, and NETA had a relationship because of other clients that they have with this other bank, and that bank was able to facilitate it in addition to the fact that the original broker in New York also helped us to remove the WBAI duplicate application. So between those two, but NETA happened to know a bank, and they had approved several PPP loans, and that's way better than a broker, in my opinion. But anyway, so that's how it goes, you know. So that's who we would tap first, is NETA and our, you know, and our auditor.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that information. Pauline, was that you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Lydia. Would it make sense for all units of Pacifica to allocate a certain percentage of their budget to contributing to maybe a fund that will be used for the down payment of a possible refinancing of the loan? It could be a very low percentage, you know, whatever makes sense to this committee. But does that make sense if we were to suggest that or work on that?
Well, of course, that would certainly be one way to do it. But, of course, most of the stations are pretty strapped, barely able to make their central services, most of them. And so I don't know how much it would actually yield, but if you could work it into the budget, I think all proposals are welcome because it affects the entire network. So everyone is invested in making sure that we don't lose our assets, obviously. So I think that all proposals should be looked at. Everything, you know, should be on the table in terms of dealing with this.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chair, just one quick, other question that I have, if I may, very briefly, a follow-up.
Go ahead, Pauline.
Jim, on what you were asking about this, the streaming and broadcast. So we're covered for broadcast, for music license fees, and for streaming. Are we covered for podcasts?
You had asked that question before on the staff call, and that was still kind of unclear. Mm-hmm. But as far as we know, as far as I know, we are. But the question should be directed. You'll get it faster from John O'Malley.
Understood. Sorry to keep bugging you over and over. I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paulina. Dwayne, I heard you asking to be recognized, and Teresa, I hear you now. I just want to let you know that we're within 1 minute of the time for this item, and then we're very close to our time certain. So I'm going to recognize each of you and ask you to be quick, and then I'm going to also suggest if anybody wishes to ask for an extension of time to do so, you know, when you speak or, you know, soon. Go ahead, Dwayne. I think you were first.
Yes, I suppose it would be appropriate to move to extend for 7 minutes.
I hear your motion. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 7 minutes. Go ahead, Dwayne. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And my patience of hearing everyone else with their questions and comments. I hope to be afforded the same. I would observe that it would seem reasonable that your questions were what many of us call common sense, Mr. Chair, with respect to what the PNB's responsibilities should have been the first day the loan was let. It hasn't been. It's as if the loan doesn't even exist with respect to the priorities that the PNB, particularly its leadership, which includes me, have given to the ensuing reality that the loan is going to be called because of the contract in very short months. So it would seem to me to be reasonable not to wait until we know how much, if any, we're going to receive from a government loan. It would seem to me that all committees, individuals from strategic as well as development and any other committee, finance, would have assembled some type of crack crew in the last several months that would create three scenarios, one of which, if we get the loan in excess of $1 million, second of which would be if we were limited to up to $250,000, and third of which, if we get nothing. I frankly believe it's a lack of leadership and a lack of focus that we have to have a plan, not based on what someone else is going to do. Now, also, I believe that you can't tax your way out of this by taxing stations, to the previous question, because they are already taxed out. What most reasonable approach would be that each of us, all of us, would work toward a national fund drive that may be dedicated to such plans as to pay down, which I think is the better approach, because I think while, Mr. Chair, you very aptly send out...
Dwayne, may I interrupt you for a moment? Hello, Dwayne. I apologize. I was knocked off the call just as you began to speak, and I came back on. I noticed you were addressing me, and if you've been addressing me in the past, I have to tell you I have not been here. I just got back on the call, so go ahead.
You didn't miss very much other than the fact that I acknowledge the fact that your questions were rather common sense in terms of what we ought to be doing, what we should have been doing, and what we ought to be doing now, not waiting. That we should have had three options with individuals with a committee made up of PNB members that was addressing the fact that this loan is coming due in the next few months. But I also pointed out that it was important for us to realize that we can't tax ourselves out of this by making additional assessments to our stations, that one of the more proper or productive means would be to have a national fund drive that would tell our members and supporters and potential supporters that we were going to dedicate these funds to this loan, which to me is the 64,000-pound gorilla in the room right now. And our leadership, which includes me, have really never addressed it, haven't put a plan for it. I started talking about it the day after we signed the loan, and yet we've had two or three chairs, and none of them have been able to wrap their hands around the fact that we need a plan, and we don't need to wait until we find out if we're going to get a federal subsidized loan or not. We could have three different scenarios because this is ensuing. And finally, I think it's incumbent upon us to realize that it is not the IED's responsibility, the IED's responsibility to navigate us out of this loan, which was already done before she got here. And frankly, it would appear to me that it was the board who made the loan. It ought to be the board who worked with the IED to come up with a plan. And that ought to happen. Some of us ought to be pushing for that at the next meeting instead of waiting for the loan to be called, which is a time certain, 18 months from the date we got the money. And if we don't have a plan, we certainly don't have one now, but we should bring the minds together, bring the volunteers together, and act in the next 30 to 60 days like it's the end of the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane. I appreciate your points, and I appreciate you repeating some of them for my benefit. Is there anybody else who'd like to comment?
Well, this is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Senior moment.
Lydia, Duane, me?
Well, I want to thank Duane for his comments, and I hope somebody takes him up on it. Maybe he'll take the lead and get a crack team with him to pursue that. I wouldn't know where to begin, but he sounds like he has some ideas. The second thing is this. I would like Lydia to possibly give us a report because I want to know for each station how much of their programming is being archived. We have some amazing archives, and I have a feeling that right now nothing from KPFT is being archived. Somebody might make a copy of their show, and they might have it on a thumb drive at their home. But I wonder if we interviewed a future president right now, would that interview ever end up in our Pacifica archives? And I've asked this for many, many, many times over the years. I just think that we've keep constantly losing any process that we have that people will give information to the archives to be saved.
Have you asked the archives director?
No, I haven't asked the archives director. I would really like to know. At one point, was it Brian said that he had approached each station and talked to the program director and had given them the process to have things archived. I don't want to take much of our time here at finance. I just have a feeling that.
Okay, I'll ask the archives director to give us a report.
Lost forever. I'm concerned about that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is not really germane to the finance committee, but if Lydia would like to answer, I'm going to let her go ahead. But I just want to remind everyone.
No, I just said
we'll be out of time.
I'll ask the archives director to give us a report.
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you.
So in 1 minute we'll be out of time. We have some additional items to discuss, but. We do have a time certain, which we extended for 7 minutes.
We have 1 minute left if anybody would like to extend, or if anybody has a final question, I'll recognize the first person. Is that
this
Polina?
This is Polina.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Polina.
I just wanted to go to Sandra's point very, very briefly. I just looked at the archives page of KPFT, and everything is being archived up to the latest show that just aired. Thank you.
Good to know. Is there anybody who would like to extend, or shall we conclude and pick this up next time?
But let me use the 30 seconds, Mr. Chair, to respond to the information that's just been given out.
Go ahead.
Those archives are flushed after 6 months. So it has to go to our PRA, and that was the question I think the member from KPFT was asking.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. Then we have to talk to
Mark.
Yes.
I'll just refer to Lydia. Thank you. I'll refer.
Right.
I'll withdraw my comment. But I believe high fidelity copies of all files are also being stored, from what I understand. But that needs to be confirmed by Otis McKay.
We all appreciate your information, Polina. Is there anyone who would like to extend, or shall we call for the orders of the day? I know.
Move to adjourn?
Yes, there's a motion. That's okay, so why don't we go ahead and say that we're adjourned?
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you, Lydia. Right. Thank you, Anita. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone. Our Paul. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.